The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
I'm James, and this is The Stage Right Side with James Whiteside, where we'll dive deep into the dark world of dance and come up on the bright side. Oh, that's terrible. This is The Stage Right Side with James Whiteside. I'm James, and this is episode 9, and my special guest today is American Ballet Theatre Corps de Ballet member Gemma Bond, and she's also a fabulous choreographer. So say hello, Gemma.
Hello, everyone.
So we're smack dab in the middle of Romeo and Juliet week, and R&J is one of my favorite ballets. I adore this version so much. It's the Macmillan version, which is very moving and fabulous. And I've actually had the privilege of dancing the Cranko version as well. And that's pretty awesome. Yeah, it's such a beautiful production, that one as well. But yeah, I just thought we could like sort of dive right into what the tea is right now. So Gemberly, as yes. I call her, Gem Bone at times. Tell us a little about where you're from. It sounds like you like maybe from across the pond or something.
Yeah, I'm British. Well, I'm English. I have to separate myself now because we might have the exit.
Wait, explain to me. What is going on?
No, the Brit exit. I don't really know what's going on. I don't want to be political.
Okay. Right, we might have to exit.
But yeah, I'm English. I grew up in a small village called Great Barford and went
Great
to the
what?
Great Barford.
So the word barf is in your town name?
Barford. Yeah, B-A-R-F-O-R-D.
Oh my God. You live in Barf Town.
Barf Town.
It's a village also.
Yeah, it's a little village. Went to the Royal Ballet School, did the whole thing, went to the company, was there for 8 years, and now I'm here, 9 years in.
Wow. She's 21, folks. Do the math. So you danced a lot of like British works, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
What sort of like influence did that have on, I don't know, I guess your choreography or your brain for choreography?
I think most of it, because coming from the school, we did a lot of choreography. Like, we were trying to create and make stuff as kids. So from 11 to, I'd say, 15, there's competitions every year. Mm-hmm. You can be involved. It's all about being creative. Like, that's the main substance, I guess, of the company. So, and then joining the company, got to do Macmillan work, which I think is some of the best.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, doing, like, townspeople through to Princess Stephanie, through to...
Princess Stephanie.
Yeah, it's in Myling.
I've never seen Myling.
It's a brilliant, brilliant ballet.
Or Mayerling, yeah. If you're an American. Mayerling.
It's huge. Like, it's... And Macmillan is all about telling a story, mm-hmm. the characters, so it wasn't so much classical ballet.
Mm-hmm.
It feels a little freer. You have... character, and that's what inspires my choreography. Mm-hmm.
So why did you come to ABT?
I came to ABT because I had been in the company for the 8 years, and I started to repeat the roles over and over.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't see myself going any further uh-huh. in that company.
Like, so, rank-wise or what?
Yeah, I mean, I had done two like demi-principal roles, several soloist roles, but I was still in the corps de ballet, and you know, I would only get those soloist opportunities when the same ballets came round.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, you know, when you're young, you think,
yeah.
I can do better than this. So I had a little bit of attitude mm-hmm. as well. Yeah, I thought I was being pigeonholed, and I was like, I should be a harlot. Like, yeah. I should be, I don't know, doing something bigger or bolder. Mm-hmm. And so I decided to try for other companies, and loved New York, and had seen American Ballet Theatre, and was like, this is going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
I can still do some of the Macmillan rep that I love, and the standard is the same. and I spoke to Monica Mason, who was the director at the time, and she was like, oh, I completely respect your decision. You're right. Like, I don't see you as, you know, a principal here. You're probably, you know, the most you'll be doing is the soloist role. So if you want to take your knowledge now and, like, travel, that's wonderful. And I must say that's the best... Her honesty was the best gift I've ever been given, because then coming here, I didn't feel like I was missing out.
Yeah.
No FOMO for me.
Okay, so FOMO, FOMO is an acronym for fear of missing out. So just FYI, which is also an acronym for Fabled Yams Intern.
Oh, gosh. So, yeah. Fabled
Yams intern, because regular yam interns are really like common, but fabled yam interns.
Just carry on.
Those are like super spesh.
Super.
Yeah, you won't find those at the temp agencies. So, so when did I first meet you? Like,
you met me here. No, I think you... I did audition for Boston Ballet.
Oh, I do remember that. You stood at my bar, I think.
I stood at your bar, and I think Joel Prouty was there as well.
Yeah, Joel Prouty is an ex-soloist at Boston Ballet, and now he's a personal trainer to the stars in New York City.
Yes. So, yeah, I went there, I auditioned. I was really just like, what if I don't get into ABT? I want to try other... companies.
Come on, backup plan.
But it didn't work out because they didn't really offer me anything.
So like, when your backup plan needs a backup plan.
I was like, maybe I should think about this again. But I guess it all works out for the best, right? Yeah, and coming here to ABT is different. Like, we work in a different way. There was more time for me to explore choreography and start practicing on that.
So you also seem to be, you're one of those people who are annoyingly good at pretty much everything. Like, you can really dip a hand or dip a toe in the cool waters
of
Creative Lake. Yawn. like, what are some of the projects you've had over the years? Like,
Oops, I Felted.
So she started a felting company. Like, she made figurines and, you know, koozies, coasters, what have you. and for my birthday one year, she gave me a wine bottle, like, cover of myself in drag. Is it like, supposed to be me?
No, it's Milk.
Oh, okay. So it was my boyfriend. I was like,
no. Wait. Yeah, it's really awkward. It's really awkward. I should stop felting people.
No, it's brilliant. But it's very charmant and, like, very creative and well executed. So it's just very indicative of your hand in most things.
Yeah.
What else have you been doing?
Ballet costumes.
Yeah, you make ballet costumes. She makes wonderful practice skirts. Oh, she is just doing the things. She's a real doer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Restless.
Does that just mean you're bored?
Maybe.
No.
I think
some people
like,
just have the will to do shit.
No, I just see stuff and I'm like, why would I pay for that? I can make it. Or like, that's lame. I should try and do a better one.
Yeah.
Or sometimes I just have to. You just have to knit. You
know? Sometimes you just have to knit.
You just have to.
My mom tried to teach me how to knit. I was not interested.
Okay.
Surprise, surprise.
You were busy becoming a principal. It's okay.
I don't have time to knit, Mom. I got things to do. So, FYI, kids, we're not in my dressing room today because Corey is loitering. He's been done for ages. He's just like, he's in there playing Clash of Clans. So, we're in Heeseo's dressing room, which is actually pronounced Heeseo.
Ladies and gentlemen, the call is 15 minutes. 15 minutes, please.
15 minutes.
15 minutes to the top of the show.
Alex Berry. return to the stage.
So tonight is Alexandra Ferry's return to the stage. She's 53 years old, correct?
Yes.
And she's doing Juliet with Herman Cornejo, which is eerily close to the Spanish word for bunny, which is conejo. You know, twinsies. In a good way.
Yeah.
So it's very exciting. The house is going to be packed.
It is packed. And there is not one seat left.
Not even one?
Nope.
That is insane. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I'm going to be dancing myself. That's the thing. I'm in the Corps de Ballet, but every time I dance, I feel like people are only watching me. That's a true story.
No, I know. That's brilliant. That's the way it should be. Because then you try.
I know. A colleague of Lauren came to see the show. And I was like, did you see me do this? And she's like, there are 90 people in this production. Oh, dear.
No, I did not see you. Okay. Can you just tell me a little bit about being senior corps? And tell me, tell me some positive things about being in the senior corps.
I know most of the rep now.
Yeah.
So.
That's got to be really awesome.
Unless it's a new production, it's really nice to just get back into it and do it. Sometimes that isn't great. Like, this is my 17th plus year doing Townspeople, and can be a little bit dark because there is somebody who's 17 doing it next to me.
Yeah.
It makes you think a little bit. and then, yeah, I think for me the positives are Swan Lake comes around and it's like such a comfort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something that I wanted to do when I was little and I still love doing, and I'm like waiting for it every year to have that moment where I'm like, oh, just...
I feel like the camaraderie between the core girls is strongest during Swan Lake. Is
that
real?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Because we are all... It's really tiring and we all know, like, if you work together, it's just easier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and those special moments that you have when you're all together, it sounds super cheesy, but they're the best moments I've had on stage.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, we're in an amazing line. Mm-hmm. Like, we're kind of amazing, right? You know, or just, I don't know, you look up and there's the Swan Queen in front of you and everyone's breathing together. It's like a real, it's a real magic.
And how would you say moments like that shape the dances you make?
Oh, they definitely have like an impact on what I'm making. I know, like for me, if I'm doing a solo, I'm all in my head. I'm thinking about like, oh, I need to do this step perfectly. I need to do that. I need to not sickle my feet. I need to, you know, all the basics.
Croissants.
Yeah, no croissants. But when I'm dancing with everyone together, I'm breathing, I'm feeling, I like hear the music more. And it's just, instead of worrying about the technical aspect of it, I'm like trying to embrace everyone around me. And I think when I'm making a dance, I want the same thing. Like I get really pissed if they're not together with the people around them. Like, if they're not embracing the whole piece.
Mm-hmm.
So, hopefully that comes through. I don't know.
So, I mean...
Does that make any sense?
No.
Not really.
Not really. But,
it's
like a
feeling, you know? When you...
It's just like a oneness that you want to see with
like
your dancers?
We're all breathing together. There isn't one girl that's like, I want to hold this arabesque longer and balance. I want to outdo you in this. Like, I want everyone to be... dancing together like they're one person to create an image rather than the solo girl
snatching the crown.
Yeah,
I get it.
That's a different environment.
I had a really hard time doing that,
not snatching the crown.
Yeah, like I don't know, it was really hard for me to like not, I don't know, sound makes me sound like a complete asshole, but at times,
you wanted to just shine. You wanted to have that moment.
I just wanted to do whatever I wanted, basically. Like, whatever I thought was good. And that is the wrong way to be.
Yeah, it's different. But that's why you are where you are.
No, that's not true. Because there are loads of people who aren't going to become principals who do that anyway.
That's true also. But maybe their goal is to become a principal. I don't think my goal was ever to be the one.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I remember, like, I just... It's really true that I feel... It's really true that when I'm dancing, I feel like I'm the only person out there. And when I do have those experiences, being the only person out there, it terrifies me. It, like, takes me out of the dance.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, after my first experience of doing a principal role, I was like, maybe this isn't for me. Mm-hmm. I love being on stage with my friends, you know, having that smile across the room and not being too nervous and just dancing it.
It's so valid. I mean, that it's is different. So real. Like the...
It's a lot of pressure.
The difference. I mean, yeah, just you said it.
Yeah.
It
takes some courage to be out there.
Do you have like a, what, do you have like a most terrifying corps de ballet story?
Oh, yeah. As a member of the corps de ballet in Giselle, I got too close to the wing and got my headpiece stuck on the wing.
Oh my God.
It was this mesh wing. You know how they like,
yeah, they have like
filter netting, out? Yeah. And then it was all wire, the headpiece. So I'm standing there and I know I'm attached. And of course I'm like in the, like near the front because I'm small. So I'm like, I know I have to move to the center of the stage soon. What am I going to do? Like, do I just rip it off?
What if the wing flies out? Do you go with it?
Do I just rip the wing? Do I keep it on? And I really pinned that stuff down because I was 12 and I wanted it to stay.
So. You wanted a one pin now?
So I just ripped the wing. I like ripped. It was really bad.
Badass.
Really bad, because it didn't really go anywhere, and I still couldn't go into line. So I had to, like...
Futz with that.
Fall back and come back into the wing, and someone had to take it off and then run back in. It was pretty bad.
That sounds comical.
And then with ABT, I had a zinger in my leg.
Like a cramp?
And in the middle of Aurora's friends, fell to the floor and then crawled up the stage.
A real, like, Black Hawk Down moment.
That was in Miami. Yeah.
That was before I joined, I think.
Yeah, it was
my... I would have loved to have seen
that. It was my first year, and I was horrified. Horrified. To this day, Craig Solstein will be like, I got a zinger!
You know, so Gemma and I room together on tour sometimes, and we've had great amounts of fun, you know, at breakfast joints across the world.
Yes,
we both have. Share a deep love for breakfast. So I just want to touch on, we spoke a little bit today about a New York Times article that just came out highlighting the rarity of female choreographers and just choreography in general, blah, blah, blah. You have some interesting quotes in there that that are very real and very honest, and I like, can you just expound upon that? Like, you, just tell me what you say in the article.
Well, the article is basically, like you said, why are there so few female choreographers? And it goes, like, it lists, Benjamin Millepied says something, Kevin McKenzie, our director, says something, we all have comments, and she... spoke to me a few months ago, actually. Gia Corliss, sorry. That was rude. And we spoke about a few things that have been covered in the article, but for me it was like, I think because I'm in the corps de ballet, it is very hard to become a woman. You know, you don't have that... You haven't moved on. You haven't become a soloist, or you haven't become a principal. You're forever a girl, and I make that comment...
About it not sounds, being referred to as a woman?
Yeah, we're always girls, you know, and it's really hard to make a statement.
I find there's something very stunted about ballet.
Oh, yeah, the female, all over the world, it's the same.
It's like you're perpetually 13 in a way, and I see that, like, I see that, and, I would like for that to go away.
Oh, it needs to change. It needs to really change. I mean, we have 40-year-olds in our corps de ballet last year. Now I'm officially the oldest at 34.
Congratulations.
But, But last Kudos. Year they were 40-year-olds and they're still girls.
Yeah.
So we need to change this culture and become women finally.
Yeah. I mean, it's also like, I don't know, it needs to be about the men.
Yeah.
Really. Like, sorry, guys, but get it together.
Get it together. I mean, also, there are other issues. Like, I believe women don't have as much time as men in ballet companies because we're on in 4X. And I need to go. I need to go to the stage.
You know, it's really rude. Gemma wants to go do the show.
Gotta go, guys.
I can't even believe it. Thank you so much for coming to the Siange Miat Siange,
Gemma. You're welcome.
You can follow Gemma on Instagram and Facebook and all that jazz. And I will... See you later. Bye, Gemma.
Thank
Love you.
Thanks, everyone.
Literally, she's running away. you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at James B. Whiteside, Facebook.com/James Bruce Whiteside. Snapchat is James Bruce White. And my website is jameswhiteside.org. And there is only one more episode of the Stage Right Side. So tune in next week. Or, well, you can't really tune in. Just download it because the internet. And talk soon. XOXO, Gossip Girl.